Said that the Mishnah's first halacha is learned from the pasuk of Hakoyin Hamechate Oisa Yechlena. Now this can't mean that only the kohen who does the zrika can eat the carbon, because we know that the entire mishnah eats from the carbon. Therefore, it must mean that the kohen who is fit to do the zrika may eat from the meat. But a cotton is not fit to do the zrika, yet he's allowed to eat the meat. And tomorrow, when the pasuk says Yechlena, it means he's entitled to a share of the meat. A cotton is not entitled to a share, although he may eat it. The pasuk teaches that a tful yoim who is not fit to do the zrika is also not entitled to a share of the meat. In fact, Numar, a kohen who with a mum is not fit to do the zrika, yet he's entitled to a share of the meat. Mar says the pasuk of kol zocher b'kahanim comes to include a baal mum as being entitled to a share of the meat. Fact, the Gemara maybe say kol zocher comes to include a tful yoim. Mar says it makes more sense to include a baal mum since he's allowed to eat the meat. Maybe says maybe makes more sense to include a tful yoim because he'll be fit to do the avodah that coming night. Mar says yeah, but right now he's not fit. Rabbi Yosef, and the fact that the Torah writes yichleno, literally referring to eating, when it means to refer to taking a portion, it teaches that one who is fit to eat is entitled to a portion. Rish Lakish asks, what if a baal mum is tamei? Do we say since he anyway can't do it avoid as a baal mum, and yet the Torah specifically includes him to be entitled to a portion, so he continues to be entitled even when he's tamei? Or do we say since he's not fit to eat the meat while he's tamei, he's also not entitled to a portion while he's tamei? After tomorrow, Rabbah said, a braisa says that a kohen gadol who's an oinon may do the avoidah, but may not eat from the carbon, and he's not entitled to a share from the carbon. We see that entitlement to a share is reserved for someone who is fit to eat the meat. Shema mino. Fekmar Rabbi Oishaya asked, if a kohen who is tamei for a carbon sibber, is he entitled to a portion? On the one hand, he's fit to do the avoda. On the other hand, he's not allowed to eat the meat. After tomorrow, Vina said, Rai says that a kohen gadol who is an oinon may do the avoda, but may not eat from the carbon, and is not entitled to a share of the carbon. We see that entitlement to a share is reserved for someone who is fit to eat the meat. Mishnah said, Oinen nogeya veina makre v'chulu. Is it true that an oinen is allowed to touch a carbon? Mishnah says that an oinen and mechusa kippurim need to go to the mikveh before touching kachim. And for the Gemara, Rav Ami, the name of Rav Yechon, said, our Mishnah is talking about where the kohen already went to the mikveh. For the Gemara, if he went to the mikveh while he's still an oinen, Rav Huna said that his aninus returns to him, so the tefillah doesn't help. And for tomorrow, that Mishnah that requires tefillah is discussing a kohen who is mesiach das from making sure he doesn't become tamei. And our Mishnah is discussing where the oinen was not mesiach das, and therefore no mikveh is required. For the Gemara, Rav Yustoi, the son of Rav Mosen, in the name of Rav Yechon, said that if one is Mesiach Das from Tumah, he's required to be sprinkled by the Parah Aduma ashes. So how can the Mishnah say that going to the mikvah alone suffices? And tomorrow, Yustoi is referring to where he was Mesiach Das from Tumah's mace. And the Mishnah is talking about where he was Mesiach Das from Tumah's sheretz. If the Mishnah refers to Tumah Sheretz, going to the mikveh would not be sufficient because he also has to wait for higher Shemesh. Also, if he was Tumah Sheretz, he would not be allowed to eat even Truma. Forget about Kachim. If the Mishnah Yirmiyah said, the case is that the person said he was careful not to become Tumah from something that would make him fully Tumah, but he was not careful from something that would make him only possible, meaning referring to Tumah Drabanan, for which mikveh alone would suffice. In fact, we find that we believe a person to say that he was careful regarding some things but not other things. Zakmar Vaiter Abram Mamel said, in answer to the contradiction between our Mishnah and the other Mishnah, that the ones who asked obviously didn't hear the statement of Rabbi Yechon and the name of Rebbe, which said that we find that the Rabbanan said that one who ate Truma that was a Shlishi of Tuma is usher to eat other Truma, but is mutter to touch Truma. Similarly, it may be that the Rabbanan say that an Oinen may not eat a carbon, but he may touch it. Okay. The Mishnah then said, "V'einoi cholek lecho v'chulu." The Mishnah says that an oinon won't get a portion of a carbon, which suggests that if a different kohen wanted to give him some of the carbon meat that night, the oinon would be allowed to eat from it. However, a Mishnah says that an oinon may only eat from a carbon Pesach the night after Zanidas, not from other korbanos. And for tomorrow, Yirmiyahu Difti said that our Mishnah is discussing the night of Pesach, and since he may eat the carbon Pesach, he's also allowed to eat other korbanos. On other nights of the year, he would not be allowed to eat from other korbanos. It's just dafka because it's Pesach. When the Mishnah that's quoted here says that he may not eat from other korbanos, that's referring to all other nights of the year. Another teretz, Rav Asi said, the Mishnah quoted here is referring to where he became an oinon on the 14th of Nisan, and his relative was buried that same day, and the reason he may eat is because the nidus of the night after the day of death is only drabonon. Our Mishnah is referring to where the relative died and was not buried until the following day, and the night following the day of burial is therefore not even an nidus drabonon. It's the night after the burial that our Mishnah says that when he's an oinon, he may eat from the korbanos. The Mara says that the sheet that it holds that an nidus at night is only drabonon is the view of Rav Shimon and Abraisa, where he says that it has to be so, since an oinon may eat his carbon Pesach that evening. Rav Shimon says elsewhere that an oinon may not even send his carbon to be offered. Presumably this includes a carbon Pesach and shows that he holds that an oinon may not eat his Pesach that evening. And Rav Shimon is referring to carbonus other than his carbon Pesach. Rav Shimon says in another brace that an oinon may not bring any carbonus, and he lists among the carbonist that he lists carbon Pesach among the carbonists that he's not allowed to bring. And the Gemara of Chista says he lists the Pesach, but in fact he does not belong in that list. Rav Shesha said, not a teretz, when he lists Pesach, he's referring to the shlum of the Pesach, not to the carbon Pesach itself. In fact, the Gemara, he lists shlum separately, so how can Rav Shesha say that he was referring to the shlum of Pesach? And the Gemara, he lists the shlum of Pesach separately. If he had not done so, we would have said that since it's brought for Pesach, it's like the carbon Pesach, which may be brought by an oin. Therefore, he lists it separately to teach that it too may not be brought by an oin. Name.